This is KVNF's regional newscast for Thursday, May 6th. I'm Gavin Dahl. Governor Jared Polis and legislative leaders have unveiled a proposal to create a new cabinet-level state agency focused on early childhood. Last November, voters supported universal access to high-quality preschool in Colorado. Yesterday, the governor outlined ideas to implement Proposition EE. The first is to create the Colorado Department of Early Childhood with a mission to expand access to programs and services, promote equitable delivery of resources, and unify the fragmented administration of early childhood services. Polis wants to align early childhood services with K-12 education and establish a plan to implement universal preschool statewide and carry out voters' intent. A transition plan heads to the Joint Budget Committee this November. Redrawing Colorado's legislative and congressional boundaries may face further delays. Data from the U.S. Census Bureau has been delayed because of the pandemic and the Trump administration tinkering with it. And now the Colorado Sun reports a House bill that requires the state's 14,000 incarcerated inmates be counted at their last known address before they were incarcerated rather than at the correctional facility where they're housed now is complicating and further slowing the redistricting process. Advocates for changing how prisoners are counted say the Census Bureau's method of counting incarcerated people skews the demographic of the rural, largely white districts where prisons are located in Colorado. Prison populations tend to be made up disproportionately of people of color. Advocates point out that counting prisoners based on where they're incarcerated dilutes their representation. Montrose District 2 City Councilor Dave Bowman resigned this week. The Montrose Press reports Bowman's stated reason is that he wants to spend more time and energy on the Montrose Summer Music Series, which this year is presenting four shows on the back lawn of the Elks across from the golf course. The City of Montrose is now taking applications for the vacant seat. The deadline to apply is May 20th. The Gunnison River Bridge on Highway 92, about 6 miles east of Delta, is up for adoption. Lisa Schock is an environmental protection specialist and senior historian in the Environmental Programs Branch of CDOT, the Colorado Department of Transportation. I asked her what makes the bridge historic and just how common this bridge adoption process is in Colorado.
Usually they have to be at least 50 years old. And then there's a set of criteria that the National Register of Historic Places has set up. It's significant for its type. This is a steel rigid connected camelback pony truss, which is kind of a mouthful. If you have seen the bridge, it's got three spans and they're trusses, those kind of green steel trusses that people associate with bridges of this era.
Whoever gets the bridge is responsible for relocating and reassembling it. Trying to imagine how that would all come together. Is this typical or more unusual to put a bridge up for adoption?
It isn't very often that we actually have a successful adoption. In fact, if we can find someone to take parts of this bridge and repurpose, it will be the first time that I've seen this happen in my 20 years at CDOT. So it's pretty rare. There's lots of value and benefits in having a historic bridge on your trail. You know, there's character to it and there's history, and I think that's interesting to people.
You can hear the rest of that interview on our website at kvnf.org. The current legislative session is set to end in mid-June at the state capitol. Today, Laura Palmisano brings us an interview with Republican State Senator Don Corum of Montrose to learn more about bills he has co-sponsored that have been signed into law by the governor.
There are several bills you sponsored that Governor Jared Polis has signed into law. One of those bills includes expanding the Canadian Prescription Import Program. What is that?
It's a bill that lets us bring in those brand name drugs, probably the same drug that you're paying at your local pharmacy, but it's tested there, it's tested here, and average cost savings is about 75%. If we can negotiate the price of those drugs, I think that's a huge thing, especially from rural Colorado, that is going to make a huge difference in medical costs.
Another issue Colorado struggles with is high suicide rates. One of the bills you sponsored that has been signed into law is a suicide prevention bill. Please discuss that bill as well.
Thank you for the question. Suicide is a mental health issue that we need to address. And a lot of the time, we give them immediate help after an unsuccessful attempt at suicide, but then they're just kind of put back out and forgotten about. And we think this treatment is a long term. So make sure that we have the resources available and these people who are struggling know that, you know, I'm not in this alone. There's people out there that care about me. They want to help. And hopefully that will make a huge difference.
So what essentially does the bill do to help address suicide?
It's mental health care and long-term, rather than you see a psychiatrist or a psychologist for a half a dozen times and they say, oh, I think you're fine, when the real source of the problem has not been addressed.
Are there any other bills you're working on that you'd like to discuss with our listeners?
Well, there's actually another suicide prevention bill that's coming forward. I met with a constituent over the weekend in Montrose whose daughter committed suicide. And we're just trying to get to this, that give the help that they need. So that's another suicide prevention bill that's coming forward. So it's kind of a package deal.
What's it like working at the Capitol this year with a Democratic majority?
This is my 11th year. I've been in the majority. I've been in the minority. And, you know, I must say it's more fun being in the majority because you can actually chair a committee or have the largest membership of the committee. As an example, I'm on the Ag Committee, and that is three Democrats and two Republicans. But in general, we're very interested in agricultural issues, and agriculture doesn't have as big a political impact as a lot of other issues do. I'm also on transportation, and I think that's a 4-3 committee, but there's a lot of the bills out there that come out, with bipartisan support or unopposed.
Access to high-quality broadband is still an issue for Colorado. What is being done at the Capitol to address this problem?
We're putting a larger emphasis on rural broadband right now. I just ran a bill, Senate Bill 72, that probably will be clearing in. It's a transmission, electrical transmission line. But what you need to realize is that transmission line also has a huge, huge fiber connected to it. And so getting access to that fiber to bring that into those communities will be a great impact, and hope to be some results very soon.
Thank you so much for your time, Senator Don Quorum.
You're very, very welcome.
That was Republican State Senator Don Quorum speaking to KVNF's Laura Palmisano. Quorum's legislative district covers Archuleta, Dolores, La Plata, Montezuma, Montrose, Ouray, San Juan, and San Miguel counties. Tune in to the KVNF newscast tomorrow for an interview with Democratic State Senator Carrie Donovan. That does it for Thursday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Special thanks to Kate Redmond. I'm Gavin Dahl.